come back to me.
Stupid dog.
Come on. Come on.
Okay. And with that, are you guys ready for... Oh, there's the pen. Are you guys ready for this Caves and Creatures holiday special?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so I'm not as poetic as Griffin. But I think he spends considerably more time.
And it's becoming his job.
So we begin our scene in the darkened bedroom of Lava. And his room is dark except for a little bit of glow from the lava that kind of seeps through the cracks and makes it glow a deep red. It's Lava's room. And Lava is sleeping, and he feels like he's just been sleeping for so long. Feels like it's just been nighttime forever. But he's very well rested when he hears a tap on, it's not really the window, but kind of like the window frame. And he wakes up and he finds Bolin, and it's going to take me a while to get used to your name, Talita?
Mm-hmm.
Bolin and Talita are there. And they're saying, Lava! Lava, wake up!
How did we meet Talita?
I don't know, but she needs to be part of... I just have this story scripted. Should I make her not be there yet?
No, yeah, we need canon. We need backstory.
Well, at first I had Tiny Bensie, so Talita, it's Tiny Bensie. I misread, okay. I'm sorry. All right. So Bolin and Tiny Bensie are waking up Lava. Lava, how do you wake up?
Ooh.
That's very good. So you wake up, and Bolin is there, and Tiny Bensie. And Tiny Bensie says to Lava as you're waking up,
Lava, we gotta go. We have an adventure to go on. We have to save the world. The sun has been down for 3 days, and everyone's freaking out. What, have you been sleeping?
Yeah.
So, Tiny Bensie proceeds to tell you that he has met a person who claims to be a shaman, who says that they know how to make the sun come back up. And so you guys have to adventure to this person's house. But first you have to get out of Lavatin, which the palace of Lavatin is...
A maze.
Is a maze?
Yeah, because look at all these ways you can get out. Four ways that go. But luckily, Lava knows the way.
Yeah, fortunately, Lava has grown up here. So, Lava, show us the way out.
Lava! All right, mommy.
Oh, that's easy. So, you guys make it out of Lavatin and to the quote-unquote shaman's house, which from the outside is really shiny and silver and looks strange. And as you get closer, you see that it's actually... kind of a rundown shack wrapped in tinfoil. And everything is wrapped in tinfoil. The doors, the windows, the dog. But you make it to this tinfoil house. And you go inside and you meet with... Let's see, I have a name for him. Oh, Shanky Pete.
Shanky Pete.
Shanky Pete the shaman. And it looks like Tiny Bensie knows Shanky Pete pretty well. And this is all just exposition, so bear with me.
And this guy, too.
So Shanky Pete says, the sun is sleeping, and it will not rise until we bring an offering to the wig of Whitebeard. So you adventurers must go to the wig of Whitebeard and bring him an offering.
Is he looking for gold? Okay. Can I do an investigation check?
You can ask a question. You can interact with the character.
All right. Bolin's inquiring about what kind of sacrifice.
Well, I didn't say sacrifice, but if you want to kill someone, that's cool.
What kind of offering?
Well, he's partial to gifts. He needs a present.
Yeah.
Can I ask him something?
Yeah, just talk to the character.
I got a good gift for him. Can I go back inside to my room, and then I'll be right back outside?
So Lava runs all the way back to the Palace of Lavatin, and he returns with...
Let's go back to my room.
A skateboard.
Skateboard, sweet.
Top model.
And Shanky Pete says, well, that's a pretty cool skateboard. I think the wig of Whitebeard would like that. Yeah, that's pretty good. But you only have a few hours to make it there.
Where is this located, Shanky Pete?
Oh, I'm glad you're asking questions. So you guys have to go straight north to North Pole Shopping Mall.
Whoa.
And there you will find
Santa?
Wig of Whitebeard.
So it's Santa, really.
Wiggy Whitebeard is Santa.
The Wig of Whitebeard. So, if you go straight north from here, you will arrive.
How many days?
You have exactly 35 minutes.
Whoa! Great. How are we going to do this?
Don't worry.
Because then it's lunchtime.
Sure.
Don't worry.
did you say you had a broom, Hadley?
No, I don't think you put broom on there.
You gave yourself a sword instead of a broom.
She has a sword. We started with just one thing.
Wah, wah.
It's a magic sword.
See ya, sucker!
All right, so okay. Lava takes off towards
straight north. Just leaving us behind, Lava?
Well, we only have 45 minutes to get there.
I understand, but I think we should fly.
She doesn't have a broom.
She has magic that can make things move.
Yeah, she's got telekinesis.
I love my tech deck.
And I have a fly.
Hey, little witchy. What? Do you want to try and float all your friends? How is she going to get there? If she's...
I'm going to cast my... She can levitate us, and I'm going to give her my flying potion.
Oh, cool.
Hadley,
see this dice? You got to roll this dice. Pick this up. And drop it on the floor, and we'll see how good the number is. If it's a big number, then this all works.
Come on, Hat.
11.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay. So
mixed success.
So you give her your flying what?
Potion.
Mm-hmm. So now you can fly, and you levitate your friends. And Lava is just having a ruckus good time on his flying skateboard. What does he say as he flies?
Yahoo!
And the mixed success is that you see the mall, and you see this huge parking lot out in front of it, and the magic runs out right about the middle of this huge parking lot, and you all start falling. What do you do? You're falling from the sky. What do you do? What do you guys do? You're just falling. You're going to hit the...
I am going to see if I can find
I told you there's no magical cards. You're falling from the sky.
I'm going to transform the ground into
pillows.
Uh-huh.
Well, the ground is kind of covered by cars. This is a parking lot.
And yeah, the cars are going to turn into pillows.
So you turn them into pillows.
Right underneath
us. Okay, roll your dice.
Two.
Oh, I don't know what it would have been if the witchy hadn't kicked it. So you strain and you cast this spell, and you see that inside the driver's seat has turned into a pillow, but the car...
When do these come into play?
Which ones?
Two plus...
I think they give you extra, like, boosts on your rolls. So, like, on that roll, you probably...
Would be intelligence?
What about the wild?
Yeah, I think if you use your traits in your roll, then you get that plus, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're still falling. What are you
going
to do?
I'm going to try my tech deck and see if I can do a sweet, like, backflip in there and land.
And okay. Land it? Okay, right, roll your dice. Roll your dice for sweet skateboard tricks. I love that your alligator is...
Five.
Oh, man.
What do you think that would be? Probably an agility?
Yeah.
Plus four.
So plus four.
Nine.
Yeah, or nine. All right, we'll say that... He kind of lands in a...
But maybe, like...
Sideways grind.
How about I accidentally crush a car, but land on the pillow.
You crush the car, and the airbag goes off. And Witchy, who is flying, but is now also falling, she lands on the airbag. And she's fairly good. So you two are on the ground. Balin's still falling.
Are you guys gonna help me?
Can you
catch her? I'm strong enough for the ale pie.
I can. Yeah. I'm going to try and get
you're
out
of
the
cart.
I'm going to try and get out of the cart.
Gotcha. Okay,
roll. Yeah. Roll to get out of the cart and catch Balloon.
Lava's going to save me.
All
right,
what?
Are you going to sit?
Yeah.
I was in Sissy's toes. 18. 18
plus 5, right?
Nice.
Strength. So just like catching a, what is something that's easy to catch? A koosh ball.
Yeah. A pillow.
A pillow.
Yeah.
You catch Balin, and you are now in the middle of this giant parking lot. And it is such a big parking lot that in every direction you just see cars and cars and cars. You can't even tell which way the mall is.
You know what I catch Balin with?
Okay. I don't want to be caught with that.
Ouch.
Ouch.
Okay, so you guys are in the middle of a parking lot. What are you going to do?
Start walking towards the store.
No. I'm going to...
You can't even see where the store
is. This guy is going to tell something to Lava and see, and then Lava...
Remember one of the rules is that the only characters are the ones that we control or the ones that I make
up? Yeah, this is Lava's pit.
Yeah, but he's not canon. It's just taking extra time.
Not canon.
Okay, you guys are walking towards a direction... presumably the right one, when all of a sudden a gigantic bus pulls up and it's filled with shoppers. And they've all been hypnotized by their televisions to go and buy stuff. And you know what they all want this year?
What?
Lava action figure. And they see the real Lava and they go, ooh.
Oh no.
Action figure. And so now you have an entire busload of zombified Christmas shoppers that are coming to get Lava.
You know what I'm going to try and do? My earthquake hammer and try to slam it on the ground and knock back out.
Okay, awesome. Roll your dice.
That's 16.
All right. You slam your hammer down and it creates a wave of debris and cars and it blasts all the shoppers and they go flying and they land on cars and all the cars' alarms are going off.
Is it snowing? We're in the North Pole, right?
Just North Pole Shopping Mall. It's right outside of Lava Town. It might be snowing like ash. Are you able to control the weather with your water powers?
I'm gonna get her broom.
Her broom? Yeah, go get her broom.
My dice. Oh,
I'm sorry.
Got my broom.
Okay, so.
Good job, witchy witch.
So I think that took care of the evil horde of shoppers.
So we just step over them.
Except for one little boy who's still coming at you. And he says, can I have your autograph?
What do you do?
Sure.
I don't have a pen.
Well, I have a pen.
Oh, I can see a pen.
Is that part of
the
character sheet?
Yeah, he has a pen to sign autographs. Okay, so you guys make it through the crazy car lot.
And the boy gets my autograph.
He gets your autograph, and he's so excited that he just floats away on a cloud of joy. And you guys make it into...
Well, we're skipping over the, bodies laying on the ground.
Just like... Yeah. Excellent.
We haven't met her yet.
Yeah, how are we going to meet her? I know where we'll meet her. Okay. So you guys enter the mall, and it is a huge, huge cavernous space. And just by glancing, you look around, you see five or six Starbucks. There's so many stores, but you walk in.
Balin feels sick. She wants to barf.
Mm-hmm.
You know what Lava does?
Roll for barf.
Roll for barf.
I want to
one.
You can't eat. You're so sick, you can't even barf. You just kind of.
I hold it in. It comes up and I swallow it. It's awful.
So you guys find Hadley, you're just making noise. That's not helping.
Oh, can I do what Lava's doing? When he's seen all these Starbucks's, he just wants coffee.
And Tiny Betsy comes back with 13 cups of coffee.
Tiny Betsy comes back with a flat of coffee. He's already had two, and he's just shaking.
Hey guys!
Hey guys! Isn't this place amazing?
Oh my God! I got extra whipped cream.
But he just wants coffee.
Does he drink his coffee? How does Lava take his coffee?
Thank you.
Oh. Thank you. Okay, so you guys are in this huge mall. And you know that you have to find Wiggy, the Wig of Whitebeard, but you don't know where to go, and it's just full of stores. What do you guys do?
I'm going to use my investigation bracelet.
Plus 3. Okay, so roll to investigate.
I'm investigating.
This is
17.
Plus 3, that's a 20.
That's a 20.
So Boleyn looks around, and she sees, in addition to a whole bunch of just really crummy, samey stores full of smelly Chinese merchandise, she sees right in front of you guys a map. And it is the mall map, and it has a big star that says, "You are here." And you look, and you see that you have to travel through the caverns of Macy's and a food court to get to the Wiggle Whitebeard's workshop. So now you know which way to go.
All right, come on, let's get this over with.
These are hot air balloons.
Does this have radar, I wonder?
Radar?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Oh, yeah, okay. It's a blind
map. We have a map. Love, come on,
you have a map, so you follow.
And then Bensie's passed out.
Bensie's just drank so much coffee, he's like shaking.
So I'm like, I'm dragging him behind me.
Yeah.
Come on, okay, Bensie.
So you guys go through the food court.
Let Dada continue so we know what's going next.
You're in the food court, and Lava smells the most wonderful smells he's ever smelled. He smells French fries and steak in a cup. And orange Juglius and Lava just like loses control and he has to eat. He's so hungry. What do you guys do? You're in a food court in a mall.
I hold my nose.
You hold your nose?
Can I roll?
Yeah, roll to hold your nose.
Roll to avoid distraction.
18. So you really hold your nose. And you're just salivating, and people are slipping on your spit and falling, and there's just food flying everywhere. But you make it through. You're not going to eat?
Boleyn gets a soft pretzel.
Oh, Boleyn gets a soft pretzel. I got this. Roll for salt.
I got this.
17.
Ooh, it's salty.
That's a salty pretzel.
But not too salty. Mm.
No, I got this.
Okay, so you guys make it through the food court. And then you're face-to-face with the Wig of Whitebeard's workshop, and you see up on top of this mountain, this little hut, and there's all this fake snow all around it, and there's a line of people that goes all the way up, and a mall cop is standing right in front of you, and he looks at Lava, and he says, "Hey, you can't skateboard in here."
I wasn't skateboarding, it's a gift for Whitebeard.
That's what they all say. You're coming with me. I'm putting you in mall jail.
What?
Hello. I'm not skateboarding.
I know.
I'm not skateboarding.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if I'm going to give him some yum nuts.
Yum nuts?
Some cookie yum. Orky num nums?
Yeah.
Okay.
Num nuts. And.
If it works,
so he does not put me in jail.
So you offer him the Orky Num Nuts.
Yeah, but I have to roll.
Sure.
I have an offering.
So you offer him the Orky Num Nuts.
They've been in your pocket for so long.
Yeah, they've been in your pocket for like 2 years. And you notice that underneath his like his big broom hand, what do you call that?
Mustache.
His big mustache, but it's a
comb. Yeah. Stash.
Yeah, that he doesn't actually have a mouth, but it's like a little circle with holes poked in it.
Gross.
And then he's actually a robot. It's like a little screen, and he says, "Num nuts does not compute," and he transforms, and he grows bigger and taller, and he gets out these big handcuffs. And he's going to take you to jail. He's now a mall cop robot. And he's going to attack. So let's do a battle just because it's fun.
Are we rolling initiative?
Yeah, let's do it.
Hi, robot.
I'm going to use my...
Roll your 20 and just see the...
Is Tiny Ben C out of commission since he's hyped up on coffee?
He's so hyped up on
coffee. Hello, robot.
I'm going to use my lava
jet. Hold on, roll your dice to see what order we go in.
He's like down on the floor, but then...
Five.
I'm five.
18.
Ooh.
And Tiny Bensie is... Oh, yeah, okay, so Lava's first.
You know...
Tiny Bensie's 13. Mm-hmm. Lava, then Tiny Bensie.
So, I'm going to use my death ball. My, like, lava death ball.
Oh, yeah. See? Death ball lava hand.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you roll your D12, which I think is this one. Death ball lava hand. 3.
No, it got blocked by a spell.
That's okay, that's how cookies crumble.
Plus your strength, so 3 plus 5. So you hit him for...
Robot!
Was that 8?
Must
points.
Be the robot.
8 points?
How many do you... I'll just keep track. Okay, next is
but
Tiny Bensie.
Can it knock his handcuffs off
yeah,
his hand?
You blast him with the lava ball and he goes streaking backwards and it kind of blows a big chunk out of him.
And
singes one side of his mustache. So now he's looking really mad.
And he keeps on going like this, like half a mustache.
and now it's Tiny Bensie's turn.
Alright.
So what do you think Tiny Bensie's gonna do? He's all amped up on coffee.
Ask Hadley what Tiny Bensie should do.
What should Tiny Bensie do?
How is he gonna beat the robot?
Full of fireballs.
I say
confusion.
You throw another fireball? I don't know if Tiny Bensie
has. I don't think Tiny Bensie has fireballs, baby.
He doesn't. I say confusion.
Should he karate chop him?
He just has, like, the power.
Karate chop.
Karate
chop.
Karate chop. Okay, we're going to roll for Tiny Bensie.
Karate chop.
4.
Karate chop. Karate chop.
15. Okay, so he's chopped up pretty good. That's a hopped up coffee chop at the mall cop.
I want to see the scene.
The scene?
Bensie.
You want me to tell the scene
mm-hmm.
of Bensie? Okay, so Bensie, all hopped up on coffee, unleashes with just a flurry of karate chops that are moving so fast no one can even see his hand. And he nicks the other side of the cop's mustache, as in addition to putting a little dents all over his face. So now he looks like a golf ball with half a mustache, and he is angry, and it is his turn.
Isn't it my turn?
Oh, yeah, you had a 5, he had a 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's your turn.
Okay.
He's not even going to get a chance.
Nope. Let's see. Are we by a, water?
That's mine.
Oh, there's always a fountain.
Fountain.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Bolin's actually going to water bend and splash the water on the ground and turn it into ice.
Ooh.
Under his wheels.
Why don't you make... him lost.
I wanted to see him go.
Yeah, and ice skating.
Yeah. 17.
17 plus that, something probably.
That was my turn.
That's good enough.
That's pretty.
Now it's my turn.
Oh,
you're next. We're about to introduce you. I'm sorry it took so long, but when we thought of where you could be, there's only one place I could really think of. So Bolin water bends this sheet of water on the floor, and then goes. And it freezes like an ice skating rink. And the cop goes, lands right on his back, and he can't get back up. And what do you guys do to not slip and slide all over the place?
It was just under his.
Mine?
Oh, just
feet.
Under
what?
Him?
Yeah.
I was picturing like an ice skating rink.
Oh, okay.
But you know what I could do?
Let's,
I have lava feet,
dexterity,
so
saving
I can
throw, Hux.
Oh.
How good are you at ice skating? Lava has his like metal boot.
Well, he said
like
he's so hot that he just kind of melts
at
where he walks, which
I
is
see
cool.
That. Okay, I feel like Bolin 18. Yeah,
yeah.
She's just like
I think Bolin
19 even.
I think Bolin just
like
in addition to making
she even does like a
in addition to making the ice on the floor, she gave herself like frozen style skate blades on the bottom of her boots with
totally.
With
she does
water.
Like a double cow sow.
Yeah, cow sows all day.
But he can always take this middle.
Hey, lava, watch me!
He can always take that off. So it doesn't
mm-hmm.
melt.
Yeah, but he can walk around and just melts the ice where he steps because he's so hot-blooded. Hot-blooded!
But he's a reptile. Isn't he cold-blooded?
But he's, well, that's why he lives in lava.
So it's the cop's turn finally. He's on his back. He's been karate chopped in the face a dozen times by a hopped-up, coffinated Tiny Bensie. He's been blasted
by a
fireball.
Do it.
And he reaches in his pocket... and he takes out a donut, and he starts munching it. And then you hear, boom, and he just shuts off. But at least he died doing what he loves most.
Eating donuts.
Robo-donuts. So he is out of commission. I don't think there's any way he's come back from that. And you guys make it to the base of Wiggy the Whitebeard's mountain.
There's
a huge line. And there you see Wiggy the Whitebeard's helper, who is a little blonde witch.
But you're not too bad because you're my dad.
Mm-hmm. A little witch in a black cloak with a little pointy hat. Is there by the gate, kind of letting people through. And she looks really bored and really tired.
That's mine. Mm-hmm. That's me. Mm-hmm.
And you guys walk up and you meet this new character.
Hey, you work here?
That's you. Do you work here?
Yeah. What's your name?
Witchy Witch.
Witchy Witch?
No.
Talita?
But her, I think
your name tag says Talita.
Yeah?
But you can call me Witchy Witch.
Cool. My name's Bolin. Hey, is there any way to get past this line faster?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
You go this way and this way.
Oh, sweet. Can you take us?
Yeah.
Cool. We'll follow you.
What?
Oh, and this is my friend Lava. Don't be scared. He's actually really cute and friendly.
Oh.
And this here's Tiny Bensy.
Oh, hi.
Who are you calling cute?
Wow.
Who are you calling cute?
Hi, you're adorable, buddy. You know that. She scratches him under his chin.
What?
Lava, who's my buddy?
Tiny Lava cute makes him angry.
This is my baby, Tiny Bensy.
Bensy.
Baby Tiny Bensy.
No, Tiny Bensy.
Okay,
Bensy.
All right.
Talita, do you get them up past the line, or how do you get through all these people?
Yeah, how do we get through the people, Talita?
Do you have any magic that will make the line go away?
I got a pogo stick and a bouncy frog and a bouncy frogs.
Bouncy frogs.
Bouncy frogs.
That's the hot new toy item.
That is. So she lets loose. Here, you roll this dice.
Throws them up
in
the air and all
the
bouncy
frogs
bounce and the whole line
just
like
drop it on
chases
the floor.
After them.
You know what? You get what do you call it? Advantage, because this is such an awesome toy. Here, roll this again. Not very high, baby.
Oh.
Can you go get that?
Uh-huh.
See what number's on it.
I can.
Brother's gonna help.
Sorry to introduce her later. I thought that she could be the sort of burnt out teenage helper for the Santa's workshop.
Totally hilarious.
Tiny Bensy.
16.
16.
Ooh,
that's
yeah.
good.
The
so Talita,
frogs.
Do you have a wand? How do you do magic?
Should have had a wand. We didn't put that on her.
It's not
I
too
do
late.
Have
put others.
You have a wand.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she pulls from her sleeve a little wand and she waves it, and all of a sudden, all of these hoppy bouncy frogs poof appear in the air, and all the people in line see them and say, "That's the toy I want!" And they start diving out of the way and fighting each other to get these bouncy frogs.
They
and
all
the frogs
just
are
everywhere.
Bouncing everywhere. And even the people who grab one are like bouncing.
Wow, that was amazing! You're a talented witch, Talita. Well done.
So why do you work here?
Oh, because all the people are here to walk.
That's right.
Hey, Dada.
So,
what is this guy coming?
Hey, guess what?
So you guys make it up the
he's
slope.
He's Whitebeard.
This is Whitebeard.
Look at Whitebeard.
That's perfect. That's
it's
exactly
not
what I mean.
There's his
can.
That was
so
awesome.
So you guys make it up
Bolin
this mountain.
Bolin gives her a high five. High five, Talita.
Hang on.
And there you see the throne.
No, not on there. It's hot. It's too hot on there.
The throne of Wig of Whitebeard. Wiggo Whitebeard. And you guys walk up the stairs, and there he is sitting on his throne.
Hello.
I'm going to ask him a question. I'm going to tell him something.
He says, "Halt! Oh, oh, oh! Who goes there?"
It's just me, Lava.
Lava? You're a very popular toy this year. Everybody wants a lava doll.
I do too.
I know. I got chased in this mall from all these
Well,
people.
I bet you did. In fact, you would be very useful to me. If I could capture you and take you back to my workshop, I could make lots of lava dolls. But that's another story. And you, who are you?
Wait, hang on.
He doesn't know his own employees.
You can go on my skateboard.
I'm Tiny Vince.
No, you say, I've been working here for 6 months.
I've been working here for 6 months.
Well, you haven't been doing a very good job. All these people keep bothering me. You were supposed to keep them out.
I am.
You are.
I don't know, Lava. Bolin's going to whisper to Lava. Be like, I don't know about this guy, Lava. What do you think? I don't trust him. He's got an eye patch. Never. What is lesson number one, Lava? Lesson number one, never trust.
Someone with an eye patch.
Totally.
He's a pirate.
He's a pirate.
I trust this
Talita.
Guy.
Hey.
I'm Talita.
You can borrow my skateboard.
So do you guys remember why you're here?
Yes.
You were sent here because the sun has been down for 3 days, and apparently this is the guy you need to talk to make it come back up.
I don't want a zone of truth, but I have it.
Yeah.
I cast zone of truth. I've got nothing except my investigation bracelet again. So,
okay, you're gonna investigate.
So, this is the lava baby to make.
So, wonderful wig of white beard. My name is Bolin. We've come to talk to you about the sun. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on here? And I roll
this
a 13.
Roll a 13.
Baby. That's great.
Yep. So, you look at him closely and you see that he is indeed big and jolly, and he's wearing a red suit, and he has a button nose. But he also has a belt of human skulls, and his skin looks kind of patchy, and you see that beard of his doesn't really look like it's growing from his face. And his teeth are kind of bad, and one of his eyes just kind of keeps wandering away and coming back.
His only eye?
Well, yes.
Eye patch, it's light heel. Mm. So he's in his light eye when he's in dark.
Mm-hmm. And he stands up and he's like 7 feet tall. Because he's standing on a throne.
Oh.
And then he steps down.
How tall is Lava?
Like 7 feet tall.
All right.
But he's standing on his throne. And then he hops down. He's only about yay high.
All right.
And he says, I have the power to grant you what you desire most. What do you desire most, Lava?
I desire a pet.
Hello? A pet? Yes. Oh, well, look. Let me look in my magic sack. Oh, I have the perfect pet for you.
All you have to do is sign this agreement that
you will come back to the North Pole Mall storeroom with me. And I can make you my model for all the lava dolls. And you will live with me forever. And I will give you this pet. You think about that. In the meantime, Talita, what do you want most? If you could have anything, what would you want?
Baby.
A baby? Well, I can make you a baby. Oh yes, in this bag I have the cutest baby ever. All you have to do is sign this piece of paper that says you'll work for me here forever. Oh, wait, you've already signed this one. Ha, ha, ha. That baby's coming. Just wait 10 more seasons.
I'm going to get a giraffe.
Yep, I got that too. Here, sign this piece of paper.
Thank you.
Wait, hang on.
Tiny Bensie.
I'll trade you for something for
it's
that pet.
Tiny Bensie's turn.
It's Tiny Bensie's
turn. All
right. Tiny Bensie, what do you want most?
Coffee.
Tiny Bensie says, coffee! All the coffee! Give me all the coffee! Coffee! Santa says, oh, well, this bag is nothing but coffee beans. Just sign this saying you'll be my elf forever. Okay! And he signs it. Oh, no. And he dives into the bag of coffee, and he starts just swimming in it, and like, spits up a little fountain of beans and dives back down. He's very happy and also a slave now. Okay.
No!
Oh, Bolin, sweet Bolin. What do you want most in the world?
To get out of this store.
Very well. Just sign this piece of paper saying you can never leave this store, and you can get out of this store.
That makes no sense, Whitebeard. I have a feeling you haven't been very nice this year. Talk
so,
about the naughty list.
Are you going to sign? She signed. He signed. Look at this pet. He's so cute. He just wants to cuddle.
I can buy my own pet on another store. No, thank you.
Bolin?
I'm out of here. I'm going with my friend.
Well, then the sun will stay down forever.
Well, we'll find a way. We
yep.
always
Not
do.
Without me. And he sits back on his throne. And now Tiny Bensie is his slave. And she has been his slave.
Right. Lava, can, Lava, we need to reconvene.
This,
Lava,
yeah.
let's go back to the food court.
Hey,
we need to chat.
Okay, so you guys walk away. What are you guys going to chat about? He can't hear you.
Okay, so our two friends are now enslaved. We have to rescue them, and we still have a sun problem. I have a feeling I'm going to ask some of these other elves that are, like, around the...
I'm going to like this.
You know, like... Like Talita, there's a bunch of other little like helpers. So I think we need to
interview some elves.
Let's interview some elves. Let's get some more information about this white beard. What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna walk kind of back to the line.
Okay.
Is the line kind of reassembled after
yeah,
the frogs.
The frogs have bounced away.
Okay.
There's a few people still clinging to them, but.
Okay.
So you see another little
elf.
Elf.
Okay. Hey man, we're just wanting to get Whitebeard a present here. We were just wondering a little bit more about your boss.
Oh man, I came here in 1976. I just wanted some Rock'em Sock'em robots so bad. And he said that he would give them to me. But I had to sign this piece of paper, and I did. And now I've been working here for 48 years. And I still don't have my Rock'em Sock'em robots.
All right, well, what's your name, bud?
My name? Cletus.
Well,
hey, Cletus.
It's been so long, he just calls me
Cletus,
Elfie Balls number two.
How can we help
two.
You? So there's two problems we got going on here. You guys seem to be all enslaved.
Yeah,
and also,
we talk a lot about that because we only really come out during the holiday season. The rest of the time we're just in the storeroom.
Cletus,
but
can you help us understand the sun problem as well? Does Whitebeard have anything?
I haven't been outside this mall in so long. I didn't even know there was a sun.
Alright. Well, buddy, we'll try and help you out, Cletus.
Cletus. When the sun comes up, I'll get you some of those robots.
That would be mighty fine.
The sun comes up, I can get you one piece of paper.
Ooh, piece of paper.
Hey, there's enough over there.
Lava, so the sun, it's kind of like winter solstice type of thing, right?
Yeah.
Where are we located anyways? Where's Lovington on the map?
Lovington?
I can't
Is it pretty far north?
It's pretty far north.
Are we pretty far north? Maybe the sun issue is just...
Oh, I can't find it,
Solstice.
So just then, another elf walks up, and he's got these little round glasses, and he's wearing what looks like a tattered suit, but he's also got, like, the fake elf ears and the fake shoes and everything. He says, I hear you're trying to find a way to best wig of the white beard. Well, I used to be a lawyer, and so I thought I could negotiate with him, but he fooled me, and I signed his contract, but this is all a legal problem. You just have to get him in a contract that nullifies the previous contract.
I'll call the cops.
What about destruction?
What about destruction?
Destruction?
Sure, you could kill
I
him, but then as a lawyer...
What about destroying the documents themselves? We're just keeping
How about destroying the paper signs?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, Lava.
He keeps them in a fire safe deep within the storeroom.
Maybe a paper locket have been disappearing in the woods inside.
Mama, oh, good idea. Lava is lava-proof and fireproof because the most stains that are in lava tin is fire and lava.
So you guys reflect on your journey so far. And you remember that all of this started because you went and met a friend of Tiny Bensie's who gave you a mission in his tinfoil house. He was going to help you foil this
I know
plan.
What we need to do. We need to give Whitebeard the best present ever.
Hey,
he has to be given the best present. Maybe but then we sign him. He has to sign it. We have to trick him, like, with his own trick. So we went to bring him the skateboard,
No, but that's my favorite skateboard.
Lava, you picked that out of your house to give to him, you turkey.
I just wanted to ride it because it was so
cool.
I'll
make you another one. We have to release our friends from servitude.
All right.
I'll do the negotiating.
So you guys walk back up the step?
Yeah.
Okay. But can you make this?
And here's Wiggy the White Bear, and he says, "Oh, look who it is. It's Lava and Bolin. Have you thought any more? Lava, I have your pet right here. Look how friendly and cuddly he is.
Hold on, Whitebeard. Hold on.
Yes, Bolin? Would you like to get out of this mall?
You
just
know,
sign
I
this
was
paper.
Just thinking, you just ask everybody what they want. Has anyone asked you what you want?
What I want? Well, no one's ever asked that before.
What do you want?
Wow. Well, when I was a little boy, I always dreamed of being a pro skater. But then Dad made me go work in the same family business, making toys and enslaving people. So,
Mama,
I guess,
bring it out.
I don't know, maybe some shoes or a... Is that... the Tony Hawk Pro Model Tech Deck?
Yes.
That's amazing. It's the toy of my dreams.
Wait,
that's
Meg,
for
wait,
me?
Wait. Whoa.
Well.
Part of me, Wiggy Beard, wants to give you this present. However, you've enslaved a lot of my friends.
So?
So, I'm asking for a bargain.
What do you want? Name your price. I'll give you this worker. She's pretty good.
What do you think, Lava?
I'll give you this bag of coffee with a dwarf in it. It's kind of like a prize.
All right. Let me talk to you real fast. So, if you went outside, Wiggy Whitebeard, the sun isn't out. So, I'm just saying, how are you going to skateboard in the dark? You might want to bring that back so you can have a good time. And actually, Lava will take you back to his palace and show you his sick
halfpipe. Are you trying to bribe me?
I'm trying to make your life a little bit happier this holiday season, Whitebeard.
Well, I'll do just about anything for that there Tony Hawk Pro Model Tech deck.
You release our friends, you bring back the sun, and we will tech deck and skate all
so
day.
So you just want me to say I will do these things? I'll totally say that.
Only if you sign this...
There you go, Lava.
Only if you sign this paper that says you can do anything you want that is good.
But you can't...
That's all the piece of paper says?
That's all the piece of paper says about releasing all the slaves.
And releasing all the slaves.
And bringing back the sun.
And bringing back the sun.
Well, that's a tall order, but I guess for a Tony Hawk Pro Model Tech deck, okay, I'll sign.
And you can get my autograph.
Oh, your autograph?
Oh, don't
here, autograph this paper. I'll throw in a pet. All I need is your autograph.
I will not sign it. If I do,
okay, so
I will not.
That's his
I will not give you this Tony Hawk deck.
Talita.
If I sign this.
So you guys get him to sign.
Give him the tech deck.
Oh, baby, kickflips for days. Oh, I'm not very good at skating.
Oh, no.
I better practice. Oh, oof. Well... I'll have to just keep practicing. And as he spins and flips, he snags his beard on the edge of the board, and it pops off, and it was a fake beard all along.
Oh.
And you see that it is actually Shanky Pete.
Oh.
And he sits up on the board.
Oh, Shanky Pete.
And he's just looking at you guys.
You what? It's been you the whole time?
Oh, you guys caught me.
Tiny Bensy.
This
is the kind of people you hang out with?
Well, I don't know. I just met the guy.
I thought it was friends with Tiny Bensy.
Well, yeah, but he found me in a... He was begging for change, and I gave him some, and he told me that he had a mission that only the bravest heroes could go on. And he says, yes, it's true.
Yes.
I'm not the real Wiggle Whitebeard. I'm just one of his helpers. This is just a winter gig. But I found it was a good way to enslave people.
That's a good joke.
And I just really wanted this tech deck.
Well, if you release everybody, you can have that tech deck.
I already did. Look, she's free. Everyone's free.
You can have
that tech
deck.
I have a lot of practicing to do.
You can have that tech deck.
Shanky Pete.
Shanky Pete, you can have that tech deck.
I gotta finish my Christmas shopping now that I'm here. Hey, can you gift wrap that pet animal?
Oh, yes. I would love to wrap up this animal.
And those coffee beans? I'm just going to take all of these. Thank you very much.
And so Boleyn completes all of her Christmas shopping.
In one pail.
And she gives her dad a bag of coffee with a dwarf in it. And
I don't know where my dad is.
Oh, that's right.
He's on the Great Dragon Wars.
Sore subject.
Ouch.
We still haven't found Boleyn's dad.
Well,
or Lava's dad.
Or Lava's dad.
We have found my
dad. And so as the scene concludes... As the scene ends, we pan to Talita, and she says,
how do you end the story?
Get into the story above the city.
Above the city? Get
Ooh,
into the story.
Cliffhanger.
Above the city.
Cliffhanger to
Exciting.
Be continued.
Soon there's going to be a plot twist. Lava's.
Lunchtime?
When we find him.
Not yet.
Not yet. It's going to be a plot twist. Good job.